Down to 7 tonight, 26 for Friday. This is no joke. 27 on Saturday. That's 20 degrees warmer than normal.
Wow.
Mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20 on Sunday. And showers in the forecast for Monday, but still in the teens next week. Right now, 4 degrees in the capital.
Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. We talk to him every couple of weeks. You can find items that he's reviewed, cars specifically, at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. They wouldn't be items, they'd be cars. And we've got Jim. It's nice to go for a joyride. Let's talk to Jim now. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like the RAV4 Sport?
Despite the fact that, it takes more than putting a little chrome badge on the side on the door saying Sport to make Sport.
Yeah.
It's a darn nice little vehicle. I like it a lot.
All right.
I really don't know what makes it Sport. It's basically the base model. 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. That's fine. It goes fine. It gives you as much acceleration as you intend.
Right.
But the Sport package really only gives you 18-inch alloy wheels, a rear spoiler that is so outrageous I didn't even notice it was there, automatic headlights, and a tonneau cover.
Right.
That's about it. To me, Sport, let's beef up the suspension a little bit. Let's beef up the engine a little bit. Nope. But, that said, it is a very nice little car. I enjoy it a lot driving it. But the only complaint I have about the driving position is that the tilt and telescoping steering wheel does not telescope quite far enough for a perfect driving position for me. Another half inch, it would be great. It's a good vehicle. It's got lots of room in it. Back seat, of course, folds down and gives you even more room.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing about this vehicle is that Toyota still has not learned that tailgates should go up and not sideways.
Right.
Oh.
And the reason for that is, if it were in Japan, it would be fine because it hinges on the right. So you come up to the left side of the vehicle and you open it up and it opens up to the right.
Right.
Which is great because in Japan they drive on the other side of the road, like in England.
Right.
But here, if you're parallel parked and you want to put your groceries in the back of your RAV4, you're opening the door right into the way of where you want to get at it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The Honda CR-V used to be like that, and the current generation, they changed that to make it hinge up, and it's just a lot nicer.
Yeah. Sure. Now, it's in the same bracket still as the CR-V, and what other vehicles would be in that, and how does it compare price-wise?
Oh, I'd say the Nissan Rogue would be in the same same area, as well as the Volkswagen Tiguan. They're all around the same in their prices. They're all comparable. The RAV4, I think, starts at around 24. And, it's right in the ballpark. And, horsepower is not bad. Mine has the four-banger, 2.5 liters, and it's fine. 179 horses, which doesn't sound like it's going to, set the world on fire.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, but it's more than adequate. 172 foot-pounds of torque. If that's not enough for you,
yeah, you
can get the 3.5-liter V6, which is pretty well Toyota's ubiquitous 3.5-liter engine, and it's a beauty. And that'll give you 269 horsepower, 246 foot-pounds of torque.
Wow.
So that one is going to go like heck.
Yeah.
As much as I love power, that really is gilding the lily, because I've had no trouble keeping up with traffic running with the four-banger.
So it must be a light little vehicle then.
It is a light little vehicle, and of course mine is not really that well equipped. It's as well equipped as a base model would be. So, it doesn't have a lot of toys on it, but it's fine. It has the all-wheel drive, the four-wheel drive, and if it had been snowy, it would have worked out beautifully for that, but it didn't. So I didn't put it into four-wheel drive. But yeah, nice vehicle. This is one that if it weren't for that silly tailgate, it's one that I could live with very easily. Mm. Still ain't sporty though.
Yeah, couldn't make it sporty though. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. And what about the Golf Wagon TDI?
A couple of weeks ago, I think last time we spoke, I just had the regular Golf with the 2.5 liter,
right?
And that was the gas engine. So this is it's a 5-door wagon instead of just being a hatchback. So it's basically a Golf, but it's got a stretched bum. which made me feel right at home. And this one also had the diesel engine.
Right.
Starts at around $26,000. And again, I loved the last Golf I had. I like this one even more.
Wow.
I wish it had a manual transmission. You can get manuals with it, but mine came with a six-speed Tiptronic automatic.
Right.
And it's a nice transmission. The big difference here, of course, besides the fact that it's a wagon, is the diesel engine.
Right.
And it's a turbo diesel, 2-liter turbo diesel engine, 140 horsepower, but 1,000 foot-pound of torque.
Wow.
My only problem with that one is, as with some turbos, it has turbo lag.
Right.
So what happens with this is you step on the gas, and then you eat a sandwich and pick your teeth, and then all of a sudden you're shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, yeah.
I exaggerate a little bit on that.
Sure, yeah, yeah. No, we get what you're saying, though.
Clean diesels are pretty impressive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed driving this. This is another vehicle that there are so many vehicles that I would own, but this is definitely one. And I like the wagon. I think it looks nicer than the hatchback. Not that, you know, looks is the most important thing, but it's a terrific. I mean, the current generation of Golf is a terrific looking vehicle anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, you have more storage room. I mean, one of my home theater speakers, the speaker terminals broke on it, and I had to take it in and get it fixed. And I could fit this thing in the back without putting the rear seats down, which was great, because those speakers are about 4.5-5 feet tall.
Right.
So, yeah, otherwise I would have had to put the back seat down, and they don't fold down completely flat, although they're pretty close. And, you know, again, I mean, if you're the only person in the vehicle, it probably doesn't matter, but if you're going down to the audio store with four people in it, it does matter.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of mileage did you get on this?
I spent a week in it. I put I would say over 200 kilometers on it, and I spent about $12 worth of gas.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was a bargain. It was almost, you know, I went to the gas station, they almost laughed at me. Come back when you're serious about spending some money, man.
Well, how does that compare to the old diesel, say a diesel even 4 years ago?
Well, they're cleaner now.
Right.
And they're a lot quieter. They don't even really sound like a diesel. I mean, they do when you first fire them up. If it's a cool day.
Right.
You can tell they sound like a very small city bus. But once you get going, no, they're just fine. I mean, they drive great. Again, they're cheap on gas. They're very clean.
Yeah.
I can't really think of a good argument for not getting a diesel. Now, again, you know, your horsepower is not up there. I mean, the 2.5-liter gas Golf I had is about 170 horsepower, whereas this one is 140 with the turbo diesel. But, again, it makes it up on the torque.
Right.
And the torque is just, it's off the charts. It just goes beautifully. 236 foot-pounds of torque.
Wow.
Yeah, it moves.
Cool. Well, that sounds like a winner. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. If you can go to live88.5.com and click on the startup engine, you'll find links there to Jim's fine work. And, Jim, we always end with a tip from you. What do you have for us today?
Well, I don't know so much of a tip as maybe a bursting a couple of bubbles, a couple of myths.
All right.
These actually I got these from Ford, but they're apparently from the government. Myths such as premium gas is better for your car. I know many years ago I had a car that was a Toyota, and I would always put premium in it because the guy at the dealership said, you know, it runs fine on the regular stuff, but it'll like premium even more.
Wow.
And apparently that is a myth. You know, unless your vehicle is specifically tailored to take advantage of the higher octane level, you're just wasting your money.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Which is really nice for me to find out now after all those years ago when I spent the extra money.
Oh, I know. I think
just go by what's recommended in the owner's manual.
Right, right.
And it's also a myth that if you buy gas in the morning, you save money. You know, the old adage, fill up in the morning when the gas is the coolest and the most dense because it's sold by volume.
Yeah, it expands or something in the day.
Right.
Yeah, but nope. Nope, gas is sold in underground non-metallic tanks now, and they hold about $10,000, and it's going to take a lot of sunlight to raise the temperature a lot there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
However, pumping your gas when it's cooler does mean less release of vapors, and that's better for the environment, so in that case, do it later. No, I'm just...
Jim, thanks a lot for this, and have a great week.
My pleasure. You too. Talk to you soon.
It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find auto reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine, and it's 8:54. Live 88.5 traffic now.
And this traffic update is for...